But right now we're going to go to Dr. Rob Congdon. He covers the European Union for us. That region of the world is major when you look at end-time prophecy found in God's Word. And so that's why we bring Rob to these microphones to keep us aware of what's going on. Rob, we're looking at a situation in two parts of the world, what's happening in the Gaza Strip, but also what happened over the Ukraine. European Union leaders are saying that the plane shot down over the Ukraine was done by some type of a terrorist organization. We don't know all the details. What else are they saying about this shoot down of a commercial airliner over the Ukraine there in the European Union?
Well, I think the most significant thing is German Chancellor Angela Merkel has stepped in. She, for all purposes, is the most powerful person right now in the European Union in terms of world leadership. She has said that Russia's got to share some of the responsibility. What I thought was significant is Van Rompuy, who is a man we would expect to be speaking, or the president of the Commission, Barroso, speaking, neither one have said much. But it's been Merkel who's called Russian Premier Putin to talk to him about the situation. She has sort of taken charge. And so in some ways, I think it's reflecting that she represents the EU proper, even though she's not officially the president. She certainly is exerting power. She's expecting them to do something. The EU as a whole has talked about more sanctions, which is typical of them. They all are saying that at the heart, it's Russia behind this rebellious group in the Ukraine, and therefore they're pointing and their attention is more toward Russia.
You know, what's interesting to me, Rob, is the fact that NATO is not going to enlarge itself. They've made that statement. They want to stay about where they are. They're not going to take any enlargement program into consideration. But it looks like the military in the European Union needs to be a major force. Do you think that Angela Merkel is going to be out front on this as well as they think about a European military operation?
I think she'll be out in front. She'll be a little cautious. Germany is always cautious about anything related to war. But NATO is showing that, in my opinion, actually has suddenly gotten some good assessment of the situation. They've realized they've been pushing Russia. Putin has pushed back, and NATO has realized that they're going to get into a situation they no longer can handle, so they've pulled back on some of the countries surrounding Russia. And I've been documenting how NATO has started from a small military alliance into a major military power in Europe, moving toward Russia. But this seems to be a reversal, and I think it's reflecting that they're really not in a position power-wise to continue to push. They're going to leave it up to the EU.
Rob, what about the summit that took place this week? European leaders coming together. They failed to agree upon the top jobs there in the European Union. I'm talking about the president of the council, which Van Rompuy heads up right now, and Catherine Ashton's position as the chief of foreign policy. What does this indicate, if anything?
Well, I'm not sure it's too major. I think if we remember, the council functioned a long time without a president, the chief, in Van Rompuy. Interesting, one of the key comments by French President Hollande made the statement. He said the foreign affairs post, which we've always looked at Catherine Ashton, what is she saying? He says she's just a type of spokeswoman for the EU. And so it's very obvious that while they view leadership important, who these people are, the real issue is who's head of the commission, which will now be Van Rompuy, and Angela Merkel, who is speaking for the country. So I think what we're seeing is, yes, the organization, they're struggling to make an agreement on who should take these two positions. But again, the real leadership lies in the head of the commission, and in this case, Angela Merkel.
Yes, and what about the fact that the members of the European Parliament did go ahead and approve and put in position as the European Union Commissioner Juncker, and he now has a very powerful position as well?
That's right. He has been a man somewhat behind the scenes. Certainly he was head of Luxembourg, but he's been behind the scenes. He is a true European Union promoter, a very powerful man, and I think that he's going to be teaming up probably with the Merkels and the Hollands of France, and that's where the real power lies. So in some ways, the leaders chosen will be spokespeople, and that'll be it. They won't establish policy. The policy is going to be in the hands of Juncker and, again, some of the world leaders of Merkel and Holland.
This all of the process to bring about an empire, i.e. the revived Roman Empire, which is a scenario found in Bible prophecy. Would you agree with that, Rob?
Oh, absolutely. I'm continuing on this new book that we're working on about the Ukraine, Ezekiel 38, 39, and issues over there. And that's where it's setting the stage, if not for the immediate future, but not too far future. So, yes, I sit with my Bible next to me, and I get excited when I see what's happening in the world stage today.
Yes, we cover current events so that you can understand how they are setting the stage, as Rob said, for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Dr. Rob Congdon, a man who focuses on the European Union for us, and we so appreciate his part of our broadcast ministry. Rob, thank you so much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Lord bless. Have a good week.